Good afternoon. Welcome to this special meeting of the NIU Board of Trustees. My name is John Butler, and I serve as chair of the Board of Trustees, and on behalf of that board, welcome. Ms. Bank Wilkins is the Assistant Secretary of the Board. Good afternoon. Would you please call the roll?
Trustee Robert Boy.
Here.
Trustee Wheeler Coleman.
Here.
Trustee Anthony Iosco.
Here.
Trustee Robert Marshall.
Here.
Trustee Sherilyn Muir. Trustee Mark Strauss.
Here.
Student Trustee Elliot Eccles.
Here.
Chair John Butler.
Here.
Thank you.
Mr. Blakemore, will you please confirm that the appropriate notification of this meeting has been provided?
Mr. Chair, appropriate notification pursuant to the Open Meetings Act has been provided for this special meeting of the Board of Trustees.
Thank you. We have a meeting agenda. Let me begin by asking if I can have a motion to approve the meeting agenda.
So moved.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Seeing none, the motion is approved. At this time, we move to the chair's comments and announcements. I would like to begin by welcoming members of the University Advisory Council who are present this morning. Those members are, whether they're present or not, Alan Rosenbaum, Deborah Hallitzer, Andy Small, Greg Wass, Rosita Lopez, and Dan Gibo. I see Dr. Rosenbaum. Is there anything you or any of your colleagues would like to say on behalf of the UAC?
I would actually make a few comments with your permission, Chair Butler.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is that I would like to commend President Baker and the new administration for their insightful and creative approach to dealing with some of the challenges that are facing the university. And I think the issue before the board today, in which the cost of attendance is dealt with as a single entity, and early enough so that prospective students and their families can make informed decisions about NIU, is a great example of this. I'd also like to comment on some of the discussion at this morning's FFO subcommittee meeting. While I fully endorse the importance of keeping an NIU education affordable and appreciate that the students have an advocate in the Board of Trustees, as the representative to the Board of Trustees of the employees of NIU, the UAC has a responsibility to make sure that the board remains mindful of the importance of a strong faculty and employee base to this university, and that was notably absent from this morning's discussion. This university is only as good as its faculty. Regardless of how affordable we are, we will not attract and retain students absent a first-rate faculty. Yesterday afternoon, Doris McDonald presented at the University Council on the upcoming HLC site visit. She noted that there was not a committee chair from the College of Education, and then explained that all three faculty members from education that had participated have accepted jobs elsewhere. Vice President Cunningham has presented data indicating that we've had a 40% turnover in faculty, and much of that is due to strong middle career faculty being recruited to jobs at other universities. There is data indicating that the quality of the faculty is the most important consideration of students in selecting a university. We have a crisis, and an important part of that is that we increasingly do not have a competitive salary and benefit package. Faculty are sharing the pain. And if faculty are sharing the pain, that goes double for our lowest paid operating staff employees. One need only look at the salaries of our lowest paid employees to recognize that. I appreciate that we do not want to balance the budget on the backs of our students, but would also ask that in that discussion, we are also mindful of the fact that we do not want to balance the budget on the backs of our faculty and employees either. I know the president and the board recognize this. We just ask that it be kept into the discussion, whether that it be kept in the discussion when you're debating the necessity of a 0.5% per year increase in tuition that doesn't even cover an increase in the cost of living. Thank you.
Due to the substantive nature of your comments, I'll ask if my colleagues have any comments. Trustee Coleman.
I have a comment, and Dr. Rosenbaum, I want to first of all say I appreciate your comments, and in fact, you made similar comments before in the prior meeting when I made comments about we've got to start looking at the expense side. And so, apparently I must have hit a nerve because you feel compelled to repeat that comment. I just want to simply say, we've got a crisis within this university, and it can no longer be business as usual. So in 13 years ago, or 10 years ago, we had 25,000 students. We're down to 19,500 students. 11 years ago, we had one faculty member per 20 students. Today, we've got one faculty member per 15 students. So what I was trying to say about we all have to pay our fair share. If we continue to lose students at the rate that we're losing, we won't have a university. We won't be able to give fair wages to our professors and to our employees because we won't have the students, which is the primary reason why we're here in the first place. So the point I was trying to make is, if you look at the numbers, and I'm looking at numbers, I'm looking at ratios, and I'm sitting back and saying 25,000 down to 19,500. One professor per 20 students 11 years ago, one professor per 15 students today. Something has to give. And at some point, we've got to stop kicking the can down the road, and we've got to start making some tough decisions. Now, I understand the fact that we're concerned about the salary of our professors and salary of our employees and making sure that we have a fair rate, wage for our employees. I'm all in favor of that. I'm not opposed to that. I want this institution to succeed, but we've got to make some tough decisions. And at some point, we've got to look at the expense side of this organization, and we've got to address it.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate the candidness of both the speakers, and I hope that you can continue the conversation in the interest of time. We're going to move forward with our agenda, if that's all right. Do any other members of the UAC have any comments to make before we move on? Well, we've had a long day, so I will say only that today we are meeting to perform important university business. The setting of tuition, student fees, and room and board rates is one of the two items. It's very important to us. We may continue some of the discussion that we had earlier in doing so. So I want to move immediately to those issues. I just want to again remind my board colleagues in my opening remarks that we're scheduled to convene an open session, a meeting of this board, Monday, March 3rd, beginning at 11 a.m. in this room, where we will meet with the representatives of the Higher Learning Commission evaluation team. This is the point in the agenda where we ask, when we ask Mr. Blakemore if we've received any timely request to address this
board. We have not received any requests at all, Mr. Chair.
The next item on our agenda is President's Report number 89. We have two items. I'm pleased to turn the floor over to President Douglas Baker.
Thank you, Chair Butler. The first item is the refinancing of bonds, and there's a resolution to refinance bonds. This is for our Naperville campus, and it will save us roughly $1 million over the course of the refinance, and I would move that we accept this action item.
So moved.
There's a motion. Is there a second? There's a second. Is there any discussion of this action item? Trustee Strauss.
I understand there's a collateral motion also at least somewhat associated with this motion. I'd just like to ask the appropriate procedure for making the second motion, whether I need to add it to the recommendation in the report or whether we have the flexibility to be able to deal with that second motion following this one.
You have the flexibility to deal, and I would recommend that the second motion, which is a delegation to establish the policy, be done separately immediately following your vote on the resolution.
So thank you for that guidance. I have no further questions regarding this first motion then.
All right, we're voting on the resolution. Is there any further discussion on the resolution? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? The motion passes. Now,
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to move to delegate to the President the authority and responsibility to establish a bond compliance and management policy. Said policy to provide for guidelines and procedures for the issuance and post-issuance compliance in connection with bond transactions. Such policy to include, but not be limited to, one, the designation of a bond compliance officer and bond compliance committee, two, the listing of outstanding bonds, listing of facilities and assets financed, refinanced, or reimbursed with bond proceeds, record keeping, review, and reporting requirements as number three, four, responsibilities associated with securities law requirements, disclosure requirements, procedures and the maintenance of tax-exempt or tax-advantaged statutes, five, periodic report to the Board of Trustees on the status of bond projects and activities. The President would further be authorized and delegated the authority and responsibility to approve such management policy and implement said policy consistent with this delegation.
There's been a motion. Is there a second? There's a second. Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Seeing none, the motion has passed.
We're going to talk about tuition fees, room and board recommendations. We spent a good deal of time on that earlier today. And I thank you for your conversations there. We do, in fact, need to reduce our expenses. Trustee Coleman is absolutely correct. We will work on that diligently in the coming months. But in spite of his good logic, we're hoping that we can go forward with the changes that we've suggested earlier to give us time to make planful reductions in our expenses. We're requesting a 2% increase for undergraduate students, 1.9% increase for graduate students, and a 0.95 increase for law students. I'd also note that there would be a concomitant reduction in room and board rates of 2.7%, which for the first-year students living in the residence halls would offset one-to-one the increase in tuition.
Is there a motion? There's a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
There's a second. Is there discussion on the motion?
No discussion other than the fact that I'd like to have a roll call.
All right. There's been a request for a roll call vote. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor? Oh, I'm sorry. It's a roll call vote, please. Ms. Bank Wilkins?
Trustee Boy?
Yes.
Trustee Coleman?
No.
Trustee Iosco?
Yes.
Trustee Marshall? Trustee Muir?
Yes.
Trustee Strauss?
Yes.
Student Trustee Eccles?
Oh.
Chair Butler?
Yes.
Thank you.
The motion has passed.
I think those are the action items.
Thank you, President Baker, for your report. The board needs to go into executive session and will convene in approximately 45 minutes. The only matter we have before us will be to reconvene the meeting to close the meeting, if that helps you make any decisions about whether to come back. But you are welcome to. May I have a motion to close the meeting to conduct an executive session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Open Meetings Act: personnel matters as generally described under sections 2C, 1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act; litigation and risk management matters as generally described under sections 2C, 11, and 12 of the Open Meetings Act.
So moved.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second. All those in favor? Oh, we have to do a roll call. My apologies again. Ms. Bank Wilkins?
Yes.
Thank you, Trustee Boyd. Trustee Coleman?
Yes.
Trustee Iosco?
Yes.
Trustee Marshall?
Yes.
Trustee Muir?
Yes.
Trustee Strauss?
Yes.
Student Trustee Eccles?
Yes.
Chair Butler?
Yes.
Thank you.
The motion is approved. The meeting is now closed and will reopen at the conclusion of the board's executive session.